This broadcast is sponsored by His Way Out Ministries with our home base of ministry operation in Bakersfield, California. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please visit HisWayOut.com.
Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. A friend says to you, "Once gay, always gay." How do you respond? "My child just told me he's gay. What can I do?" What causes same-sex attraction? Can a Christian be gay? If I disagree with homosexual practice, am I intolerant and homophobic? Is change possible for the homosexual? How should the church be responding? His Way Out Ministries is dedicated to raising awareness, educating, encouraging, and equipping the body of Christ to minister to men, women, and their families with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We believe restoration is possible and available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus is calling His church to meet the need of the hour. The question is, will we be prepared? And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
It is no secret American culture has and continues to drift far from standards of sexual morality found in the Bible. In place of standards tied by faith and tradition to what God reveals in Scripture, our culture has embraced other views all fundamentally opposed to biblical sexual morality. Some of the so-called evolved or enlightened big differences distinguish each new view from the others, but they all share the undeniable fact that each offers and seeks to replace biblical or what some call traditional sexual morality with something completely different. None of the alternatives can be right unless the Bible is wrong. And if the Bible is right, then all the alternatives must be wrong. It is imperative, it is vital that we identify and understand present currents that are coming against the church if we hope to navigate congregations to safe ground and establish them as outposts of recovery for the needy, the hurting, the wounded, and the drowning people God has called you and I to reach. Today, few subjects are as fraught with confusion as the topic of homosexuality. A great many personal opinions crowd conversations when it comes to the topic. Many people are misinformed, repeat false information, and form conclusions based upon feelings, notions, and opinions rather than facts. Today, your problem seems to rest not in truth itself, but the finding of truth. Truth, if it is truth, is not relative, cannot be misinterpreted, not undiscoverable, but it can be denied. We might not like the truth, but let us never allow someone to tell us that we cannot have or understand the truth. Personally, I find truth when I accept it to be amazing. I have the choice to believe it or deny it. I can be moved, enlightened, or stay ignorant, undecided, maybe even a bit frightened. In order to have what is truth answered, I first choose to accept that truth is out there. My personal acquisition of truth defines me and makes me a better person. A fact is merely a fact in and of itself. Truth, however, requires a personal involvement, a commitment to accept. A fact does not change me, but truth does. Facts simply give me knowledge, but truth gives me a changed life to make things I care about much, much better. During my 28 years as executive director of His Way Out Ministries, if there is one single question that has surfaced and continues to surface more than any other, it is this. There are so many mixed messages being generated today about homosexuality. Where do I find truth? Therefore, scripturally speaking, what do we know about homosexuality? We know quite a lot, and I would like to offer five scriptural truths regarding homosexuality on today's broadcast. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, through Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, we find clearly that we are created beings, created with a very specific intent. According to Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, God's divine intent for human sexuality is fulfilled within the covenant of a monogamous and heterosexual union. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19 is very, very clear in stating we are a fallen race, and the fall has marred every part of our experience, including our sexual preference. According to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, as well as 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, we see clearly that homosexuality is a manifestation of fallen nature, and it violates created intent. And finally, the last point I would offer is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, which is very, very clear in stating, homosexuals, like all people, are redeemable, and change is possible. If God gave us only one scripture that contradicted homosexuality, that should be enough for dedicated Christ followers. Ultimately, it is impossible to encourage, support, or validate homosexual practice from Scripture. It simply cannot be done. Not one scripture in the entire Bible promotes homosexuality. Everywhere homosexuality is mentioned in Scripture, it is always in the context of a behavior no man or woman is to practice, not unlike many other behaviors. Therefore, any attempt to validate homosexual practice requires abandoning the truth of God. Search the totality of Scripture, and it is impossible to arrive at any other conclusion other than truth is and truth matters greatly to God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Today, make sure you're not listening to what you want to hear, but what is biblical and what you need to hear. Truth lived out Christ's way, the kind of truth we are called to embrace and proclaim as Christ followers, does not have any gray edges. It is clear and straightforward about God's commandments and God's priorities. It unapologetically names what is right and wrong, and does not hide the consequences for obedience and disobedience as well. Ultimately, those who live by truth, God's absolute truth, engage in the ongoing challenge of applying God's unchanging standards to our ever-changing culture. Silence does not equal love. Today, faithfulness, obedience, allegiance, and courage require the telling of truth that is often not comfortable and sometimes not safe to share. While a segment of the church continues to consciously and deliberately avoid the subject of homosexuality, God, however, is not silent and has never been silent. As true, faithful followers of Christ Jesus, we take the Bible in its entirety or not at all. We do not have the luxury of randomly selecting portions of Scripture and discarding the rest. God's Word is not a thing that a person can push around at their convenience. The Bible is a voice, a word, the very word of the living God. The church must call homosexual practice sin, and that will remain offensive to many. But we cannot water down God's word. There is no doubt our courage will be tested. There will even be times when some must stand alone and defend what is right. As Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, "At my first offense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me." Maybe more than ever, a true faithful follower of Christ Jesus has crucified his rights and is willing to be completely and fully led by God's Spirit. He fears God, that is, he has a healthy awe and respect for God and does not take God lightly. We as God's people should not be out to advance the claims of a church, of a nation, of an ideology, but of Jesus himself. There can be no true compassion, integrity, and outreach in the name, above all names, the teachings, the promises, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the transformative power of the Holy Spirit if they are not proclaimed. And proclaimed to the virtually untouched mission field around the world called the gay community. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. What is stopping so many today in defending the authority of Scripture with regard to homosexual practice? Is it fear of being beaten in an argument? Fear of knowing what to say? Fear of messing it all up? Such fears are groundless. Christians are not in the business of winning the argument. People are not argued into the kingdom of God. What is eloquent and pierces the heart and soul is the personal testimony of someone whose life has been transformed by Christ Jesus. This is exactly what excites and captivates the imagination and interest. Not being well-versed or educated on the subject of homosexuality is no excuse for remaining silent. We each have our own story to tell. Few things are more effective than people who learn how to be a friend who loves at all times, Proverbs 17:17, while not being afraid to uphold God's truth, that believe better is open rebuke than hidden love, Proverbs 27, verse 5. I would submit that the calamity and dilemma many professing Christians face today with regard to homosexuality is not unlike a time when Elijah spoke and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Today, more than ever, we are in need of Christians that will not sidestep truth or grace, but offer crystal clear truth on a host of issues, including homosexuality, toward every person. Frankly, this is the church, a church just like this, that saved my life. It's a church that was called to be from the beginning, as it remains today, a church that people today are looking for. Many know and understand the importance and significance of reaching the unreached peoples of the world for Christ Jesus. What about the unreached homosexual population? We, the Christian community, have a lot to learn about bringing Jesus to the gays and lesbians who hopefully will one day knock at the doors of our churches. How about, if you struggle with homosexuality and feel trapped, there is hope. Come on into the church and investigate the root causes of your struggle with same-sex attraction. We will walk with you as you look past the surface, deep into your heart, and consider God's will for your life. It is the clarity of the Holy Scriptures that should compel each and every faithful follower of Christ Jesus to be light where there is darkness, rather than hiding our witness from those who need it. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 tells us, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." If we truly care about the eternal destination of a multitude of men and women ensnared and deceived by the brokenness of same-sex attraction, we will not be silent. Silence cannot and must not be an option. Consider, did God keep himself in icy isolation from your predicament? Did he say, "Well, he's probably okay just the way he is"? The ultimate issue for the homosexual is the same as it is for every individual. Where do they stand? Are they dead in sin or alive in Christ? Therefore, we must not withdraw. We must not be silent. Of all the challenges that we face at the church in today's society, sexuality is undoubtedly one of the greatest. Yet the church has not always been quick to accept or even recognize the challenge. In fact, at various times, the church has denied, ignored, and perhaps rightly feared it. However, if as Christ followers being fully and unconditionally committed to the entire Word of God and valuing our call to be the salt and light of society, then we must come to terms with the rapidly changing sexual scene around us. And make no mistake, the scene is very, very alarming. Webster's Dictionary defines crisis as a situation that has reached a critical phase. By that definition, I would argue that a concurrence of circumstances, including the issues raised by homosexuality, the challenges they present, the church and the church's handling of it, and at times mishandling of the matter, have combined to create, as Webster puts it, a situation that has reached a critical phase. In 1994, God saw fit to birth his ministry called His Way Out Ministries. We are a Christian ministry dedicated to raising awareness, equipping and encouraging the body of Christ around the world to minister and minister transformingly to both men and women with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. At His Way Out Ministries, we offer a variety of services. Biblical discipleship, which offers biblical guidance and prayer support, is available by person, by phone, or email. We offer care groups. Encouragement and support is offered for persons desiring freedom from homosexuality and family members, spouses, and friends of those who struggle with unwanted same-sex attraction. Workshops and seminars, education and training sessions for adults and youth provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and encourage a Christian response. Educational resources, our website, monthly newsletter, Vimeo channel, and booklets are available to help you understand the complexities of homosexuality and related issues. I hope you'll take the time to visit our website, hiswayout.com, which is a huge library of information available to the body of Christ. There you will find an abundance of information, articles, testimonies, educational videos, all there for you to view, download, and share with your Christian friends and family. Again, His Way Out Ministries is available as a ministry dedicated to raising awareness and equipping the body of Christ. At the beginning of the broadcast, I shared that it's no secret American culture has and continues to drift far from standards of sexual morality found in the Bible. In place of standards tied by faith and tradition to what God reveals in Scripture, our culture has embraced other views, all fundamentally opposed to biblical sexual morality. Some of the so-called evolved or enlightened big differences distinguish each new view from the others, but they all share the undeniable fact that each offers and seeks to replace biblical or what some call traditional sexual morality with something completely different. None of the alternatives today that are being offered can be right unless the Bible is wrong. And if the Bible is right, then all the alternatives must be wrong. It is imperative, it is vital that we identify and understand present currents that are coming against the church if we hope to navigate congregations to safe ground and establish them as outposts of recovery for the needy, the hurting, the wounded, and the drowning people you and I, God has called to reach. Many people today are misinformed, repeat false information, and form conclusions based upon feelings, notions, and opinions rather than facts, more specifically, biblical facts. Today, a problem rests not so much in finding the truth, but accepting truth, because truth is and truth matters greatly to God. We might not like the truth, but let's never, ever think that we cannot tell someone that we cannot have the truth or understand truth. Personally, as I shared earlier, I find truth to be very, very exciting when I accept it, if not amazing. I have the choice to believe it or deny it. I can be moved, enlightened, or stay ignorant, undecided, maybe even a bit frightened. In order to have what is truth answered, I first have to choose what truth is, and that it is available and it is out there. Again, a fact does not change me, but truth does. God's truth is as powerful today as it ever has been. It's available to each and every one. Truth will give you and I a changed life to make things change in our lives that we care about deeply. Today, again, many are questioning and they're searching for answers, the truth, on the whole subject matter of homosexuality. Today, with so many mixed messages being offered, the question, where do I find truth regarding homosexuality? We find it contained within God's holy word. As an individual who spent 17 years in the considerable gay communities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City, I remain greatly concerned regarding the many inaccuracies being offered and reported endeavoring to promote the gay is good notion and the civil rights of gay men and women. The truth about homosexual practice must be spoken, and it must be spoken in love, that is, with compassion, understanding, and also with a full and complete knowledge that truth is not always pleasant and soothing. I would submit that what matters morally, psychologically, and physically must be determined on the basis of our best understanding about what ultimately constitutes human well-being. Therefore, the facts and truth with regard to homosexual practice depends on our facing reality honestly, compassionately, and courageously. I hope, I pray, we all would put the Word of God in its proper place. The 138th Psalm says, I will praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above your name. Obviously, God thinks highly of his name, but he has magnified his word even above his name, and so should we all. Truth is, and once again, truth matters greatly to God. Truthless grace accomplishes nothing. We are all in the same boat, we just happen to sit on different planks. Clearly, we are all unrighteous and need a Savior to cleanse us and to lead us into his right way of living and being. God remains the architect and builder of our righteousness. He not only gives us his plan for living, but the ability to carry it out as well. Our present crisis of truth regarding homosexuality really is no longer, I would submit, ultimately about homosexuality, but rather the true crisis that we have faced and we face today really is ultimately the authority of Scripture and the Lordship of Christ. Once again, God has been crystal clear in his word that there are certain holy boundary lines that you and I are to live within. And I would submit that when we live life according to his perfect word and live within his holy boundary lines, he is trying to protect you and I from unseen danger. Once again, please take the time to visit our website, which is hiswayout.com. Again, there you will find an abundance of information to help you understand the complexities of homosexuality and to offer a Christ-like response to those that are struggling. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll tune me again. Next time, same station, same time. Until then, our Lord richly bless and keep you.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. Please join us next Saturday for another His Way Out Ministries broadcast dedicated to ministering to the body of Christ and the community at large with the power of testimony, the dialogue of issues, and the truth of Scripture.
This broadcast is sponsored by His Way Out Ministries with our home base of ministry operation in Bakersfield, California. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please visit hiswayout.com.